It is now 8:08 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Steele Talk, and I am your host, Geralyn Steele. Love being here with you. You know it's my favorite thing is to gab every Sunday night with you, and I've been here 18 years, and I never get tired of it. Hey, by the way, Center Stage is coming up at 9 o'clock, all things arts and entertainment that we think you ought to know about it. And tonight, for this 8 o'clock hour, the entire hour is filled with guests to talk about some wonderful gifts for this holiday season. Now, if you're thinking about what to get a loved one and you're not quite sure if they'll love it, let me tell you, Minnesota is doing great things. Why not get something from Minnesota, huh? Why not do something? We always talk about made in America, but what about made in Minnesota? Well, the first one I want to start out with, which I'm really excited about, Peg Guilfoyle. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. She sent me a book that she wrote, and 40 years of work in the Twin Cities Theater is captured in her memoir called Offstage Voices. She's sitting down with me to talk about not just the book, but how great of history that she presented in this book and how it would make a wonderful, wonderful gift, not just only for those that are going out shopping now, but, you know, Small Business Saturday is next Saturday, and this is a great gift to pick up. Welcome to CCO, Peg.
Thank you, madam.
Okay, so theater is a really big deal here on my show. I just love it. And I know you mentioned in your book about many of the theaters and some of the artistic directors at some of the theaters. You talk about the design. You talk about all parts of theater that make it run, all the pegs that make it work. Tell me why this interests you so much.
Well, I have a long history in the theater here in the Twin Cities. I was a stage manager and production manager at the Guthrie. I've worked at the Ordway. I've worked at Mixed Blood. I've worked around the town for a long period of time. But I would say that, and I was a stage manager, and that means I'm a process person about the theater. And when I wrote the Guthrie Theater book, which I wrote a few years ago when the Guthrie moved to the river.
Mm-hmm. I have that book.
It was about the stories that people tell each other in the theater, the stories that make us laugh and the stories that make us think and the stories that make us remember those moments in the live theater that really only live theater can deliver, where there's a performer and there's an audience and then some sort of magical communication is happening in the air between the two of them. So that was the genesis for the book. The Historical Society Press kindly came and asked me to do the book, and they wanted to talk about They wanted to hear about the Twin Cities and why there's such a theater community here. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about the theater itself. So we made a collaboration that celebrates the richness and the complexity of the Twin Cities theater community.
You mentioned that in 1969, the Village Voice described Minneapolis as America's second theater city after New York. And in the 40-plus years since, the theatrical offerings of Minneapolis and St. Paul have only grown. It is quite remarkable, I must say, Peg, that not only have we grown tremendously, we are still only second to New York, right?
That's right.
And that we value theater. In my mind's eye and in my heart, theater changes us. Mm-hmm. It really can transform you. Do you agree?
I totally agree with you. And many, many nights have I sat in the house and watched audiences be moved to laughter, be moved to tears, be moved in terms of issues and ideas that are being presented from the stage. It's the oldest form of storytelling, and it has found a kind of a many-faceted purpose in our contemporary life about the theater.
We talk about some of the beloved actors that are mentioned in the book. In fact, you hear from some of these professionals. They talk about theater in your book. It's Sally Wingard, Tyler Michaels, T. Michael Rambo, Anna Sundberg, Ricardo Vasquez, Bradley Greenwald, artistic directors Jack Ruler, Randy Rays, Michelle Hensley, which we've had here on the show many times, Peter Brosius, Lou and Sarah Bellamy, and Peter Rothstein. But what I am also impressed with is that you really go behind the scenes. It's not just the ones that we expect to hear about, the actors and the playwrights and the directors and the producers of the pieces, but you get to talk about the designers, the scene directors. I mean, every That's person right. involved in theater, the seamstress, the, you know, costumers, they are all important to the life of the piece, correct?
Everybody brings what they bring into the process, and everybody has to bring their best into the room. But the theater, as you know, is a complex alchemy. Sometimes it works wonderfully, but it's always a kind of a mysterious tumble from the moment when the play first is imagined to the moment when it goes up onto the stage for the audience to see it. It's a very complicated thing to mount the theater, and as a process person myself, that's one of the things that I've always loved.
Yeah, we always have theater after theater that's available to us. In fact, we are growing here in Minnesota. We are finding more and more small theaters opening up, even though this process is arduous. In fact, Rohan Preston and I have talked about this many times. Tell us what that process is like from a thought of the piece to the stage.
Well, in the book, I had the enormous pleasure of sitting down with many, many practitioners, from playwrights to actors to directors to designers to everybody, and asking them the questions that we don't get to consider when we're so busy making theater. Why do you do it? What keeps us in it? Why do we come to the Twin Cities? Why do people stay in the Twin Cities? And what are the passionate rewards of a life in the theater that balance off the sort of difficulties and arduous nature of theater work? So sitting down and turning off our phones and talking about the things that matter were really a tremendous source of kind of vibrant life that is presented in the book.
Did you worry that we were forgetting our history of theater here?
You know, I worry in general that we're forgetting history in the universe,
yeah,
so certainly in terms of theater.
Especially with our sound bites of information from social media.
Very, very true. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that's fascinating about the growth of this community is that we actually do have a long history of theater in this community, which may or may not, depending on who you're talking to, be related to our long, dark winters.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we had theaters that preceded the Guthrie, then the explosion of the Guthrie onto the stage here and onto the world here in 1963. And then in human terms, one of the interesting parts of the story is how many creative people attract creative people. So once you have a kind of a bubbling mixture of theater that's going on, other theater people want to come and look at it and be part of it. So there's a kind of a chemical reaction, mm-hmm, that has led to this vibrant, really rich community that we're in now, in which, and even I, when you open up that fall arts guide and you look and see all the things,
yeah,
I mean, one of your impulses is, there's more here than can be seen. How can I possibly see the thing? And in the book, I actually wrote a chapter for the audience about my suggestions about ways to navigate this complicated community and find the things that you're going to love the most.
Oh, write a chapter on what we should wear. We've kind of lost that idea. Understanding, that's for sure. It is such a pleasure having you, Ann Pegg. And if people would like to purchase your book or order it for their loved ones over the holidays, where do they go?
Well, it is available in, as they say, fine booksellers, and it's also always a good idea to buy direct from the artist. So it's available on my website, which is pegguilfoyle.com.
Love the website, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's called Offstage Voices by Peg Guilfoyle. Offstage Voices. Make sure you pick it up. Again, this is from a Minnesota writer who has done an incredible work in this book. So I hope you'll get it and love it. It's great to see you, honey.
It's nice to see you too, madam.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment.